Frontier flights from Detroit to Fort Lauderdale to Philadelphia and Las Vegas. These are low travel options for people that maybe flew Spirit. Now,
sure.
Frontier filling in some of those gaps. And it certainly an important market for Frontier to expand in here in Detroit. Let's talk about it. Mary Schiavo is the former Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Transportation and joins us once again. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
How important is it for a company to fill in those gaps when a company like Spirit exits the industry for those options to continue to be in markets like in Detroit?
Well, it's very important because, you know, ever since deregulation of the airlines back in 1978, which was a haphazard, just messy disaster of a procedure anyway, the whole idea is that when one airline ceases to operate routes or goes bankrupt or gets overtaken, that the market will fill in the gaps left by that airline. And so obviously, Frontier believes in the traffic in and out of Detroit, that they will have profitable runs on those routes. And it's also very important for the citizens of Detroit who are, and elsewhere, those of us just south of the border who have to drive to Detroit. You know, it's very important because otherwise you're leaving your citizens without service, as Port Toledo has no commercial airline service, I think one flight a week. And so it's important for the airlines to step into the market and provide the much needed service and hopefully at a reasonable profit to keep the routes going.
You know, Frontier is advertising fares as low as $49. You know, the airline industry has become famous for unbundling everything and from seat assignments to carry-on bags. Are today's low fares, you know, are they really a bargain once all the extra fees are added in?
Well, it depends who you ask. Now, economists have tried to look to see if, you know, the way airlines acted literally since 1978, since deregulation, whether it really did deliver savings to consumers. And on certain routes, the answer is yes, they were. But these are on highly trafficked, high competition routes. So on routes where there's a lot of competition, yes, economists, experts will say that, you know, some savings was delivered to consumers. But in a free market free-for-all where you have routes that, you know, may not have competition on them, then the jury's out. They don't see a lot of savings. And then the other problem is, and the government's supposed to keep an eye on this and not allow it, but it's predatory pricing. When one airline moves in and they see a route that's underserved, or they serve a route with nonstop service that other carriers may be only serving with hub and spoke, then the bigger carriers with the hub and spoke then move in and try to force the smaller carrier. And in particular, I'm talking about Breeze Airlines, which has had great success on its routes. But, you know, other carriers have added routes to, you know, try to compete head to head with them, have put on a couple nonstops. And, you know, it just depends how the market shakes out. But I think whenever you have additional service into your city, that's a plus.
Well, and then to your point, and Lloyd mentioned these low introductory fares, the concern is that, okay, Spirit goes away. That was one of the budget airlines. Now Frontier is going to fill in that gap. Are they going to raise prices? And whether they break it down into seat assignments or baggage fees, whatever, if those airfares go up, all of a sudden you don't have those budget airlines anymore.
Well, that's right. And that's what has happened on many of the other, you know, started out to be lower costs. There's no such thing as a low cost carrier. Their costs are the same. Gas is the same. Mm-hmm. Airplanes are the same. What they are lower fare airlines. And, you know, the a la carte pricing is what they call it. The a la carte pricing gets mixed reviews. I mean, some people say, look, if I don't have a checked bag, I don't need to pay for it. Or if I don't care, if I sit in the middle seat, I don't want to pay for it. Some people actually like the a la carte pricing. But, you know, as studies have shown over the last decade or so in the airlines, that's where the airlines raked in tons of profits. And that was all these add-on fares. So it's obviously not a fare that represents a real cost to the airline if that's where the airlines show that's what where their income is coming from bag fees and change fees and all those sorts of things. So, yes, I mean, what usually happens, now I'm not saying Frontier will do this, but what usually happens is once they move in with the introductory fares and get established, fares go up. Mm-hmm. And one airline in particular, Delta, Ed Bastian, the CEO, was already on, I think he was on CNBC, and he said that he did not expect that, you know, that everybody raised the prices because of gas, and he did not expect, and I'm paraphrasing, these are not his exact words, but he did not expect that they would be then reducing the fares. So once we see a fare increase, even if gas goes down, jet fuel goes down, we might not see those fares go back down.
And Mary, you know, as a former inspector general, I know you spent years looking at aviation safety and, and oversight. Should passengers ever worry that airlines competing aggressively on price might cut corners somewhere else?
Well, yes. And I actually got in, you know, in the D.C. and the D.C. swamp. Nobody liked hearing this, but you know, we did look at that. And for example, I had a major, when I was inspector general, a major criminal case going against one airline, now out of business. But they were pencil whipping their, meaning that they were saying they did the repairs and didn't, pencil whipping their maintenance records. Another major carrier was using bogus parts suppliers. And then finally, the famous one, the one I wrote a book about, a famous low-cost carrier, was ValueJet. And before they crashed, we had documented instances of wires hanging in the plane, you know, things going wrong. There was a previous tragedy.
Wow.
And they did cut corners on maintenance, and that was, you know, a direct, you know, part of the direct result of ValueJet going away.
Mary Scalvo, interesting stuff as always. Thanks for your insight. We appreciate you. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.